Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 68 and 69. Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God." Where else would we go? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Mr. Fluffers was a good dog. His family loved him and his fluffy fur so much. But what they loved the most was that Mr. Fluffers was a faithful dog that kept coming back to them. You see, in their neighborhood, dogs seemed to run all over the place. Some escaped from their fenced-in yards, some ran too fast for their owners, and lots of passing cars and stray cats made every dog chase down the street, except Mr. Fluffers. Mr. Fluffers would sometimes go to the edge of the yard. Sometimes he would run and bark at cats running by. Sometimes he even seemed to disappear for a bit of time. But he always came back. Mr. Fluffers seemed to know that at home he was safe and fed and loved so much. Why would Mr. Fluffers chase any silly cat or leave the yard when everything he could ever want or need was right there at his loving home? When it comes to Jesus, do you act like Mr. Fluffers or more like the rest of the dogs in the neighborhood? So many things can distract us in life. Other things might seem more fun than reading the Bible, having a devotion, or going to church. TV, movies, and video games might seem to be a better way to spend our time. As people get older, sometimes they even find that sinful things are more enjoyable, or they might think that working and making money is more important than time with Jesus in His Word or in church. At one time during Jesus' life, there were many people who got distracted and left Him. Some didn't believe in Jesus. Others couldn't understand what He was teaching them about how He was the bread that gives life to people. So they simply left. That's when Jesus turned to His disciples and asked if they were going to leave too. Peter had a beautiful response. He said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that You are the Holy One of God." Peter is so right. Why would we want to go anywhere else? Why would we leave Jesus when He spiritually feeds us, keeps us safe, and loves us so much? Why would we turn to anything else when Jesus gives us everything we could ever want or need spiritually? Jesus provides for us daily. He forgives our sins and welcomes us to His family. He even gives to us the sure hope of life with Him in heaven. What a joy to know, like Peter, that Jesus is the Holy One of God. We come to Jesus in prayer. Jesus, please help us not to get distracted by the things of this life, but always to come to You for healing, help, and hope. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.